which is why we have the controller's office here.
Hang on, legislator.
Trim, stop.
And that's just a sample of the bickering that carried on after Health Commissioner Gail Burstein told the legislature's health committee the hotline would help the county fight an uphill battle. Since 2013, opioids have claimed over 500 lives in Erie County alone. Burstein says workers would be qualified and able to do more than make referrals.
They'll also be able to provide some counseling over the phone because, again, they will be very trained experts.
Majority Leader Joseph Larigo says he understands the hotline's value. Larigo says his dispute with County Executive Mark Poloncarz is over how it will be funded.
We've asked him to make this a priority in the budget process. Instead, all we have before us is a one-shot without any information where the money is coming from or how we're going to pay for it going forward.
The hotline would cost $375,000 through the end of the year. Avi Israel, who lost his son to drug addiction, blasted lawmakers for putting dollars over lives.
We finally got something positive going, and we're playing games with it.
The legislature is expected to vote on funding the hotline at next week's meeting. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.